Hey, everybody. We are here. Me? Yes. I'm Dario.
And there's Chris
over there. We're doing a special episode. We're going to do a series of these. So that's why this one is so rough out of the gates here. But it's going to be called Refined Recommends. You already know that because it's in the title. But Chris and I, we eat out quite a bit. We love supporting local restaurants and all sorts of establishments. So we want to recommend some spots that we've had great experiences at recently. And we're here with Sid and Maya from a previous episode, and they're going to share as well. But they told us to go first, so we're going to go first. Chris, where have you eaten recently that you want to tell the people about?
I think my favorite meal of the last couple of weeks, I finally made it out to Happy Gut Sanctuary's new spot.
Oh, great.
And as we all know, Mike Good is running the kitchen of Rock City Ramen. That ramen was so good. I don't know what he did. It seems like the recipe changed a little bit for his veggie ramen, but like the broth is like super thick. Like, it's hearty as hell. He brought it out within seconds, it felt like. And it was probably the best meal I've had, the best lunch I've had in forever.
Yeah, so they have a new location, right?
Yes.
It's over in High Falls, and that's like, it's right around the corner from like the WXXI office and everything. And it's a really cool space. They have kind of an upstairs. I don't know if they're actually making the fermented tea there yet. I don't know. I think
they moved there. They just moved their, not barrels, whatever, the giant metal things.
Right. The kettles, maybe.
The kettles, yeah. Possibly.
I don't know.
Yeah, they moved them out of their old place in the Hungerford.
Right.
They're renting a space right now, and I believe they're trying to move them into that building. Like sometime this year.
Shout out to Kat and Rob over there.
Yeah, yeah.
They make some of the best. They don't like to call it kombucha, right? But
fermented tea ferments.
Tea ferments. And we talked to them a couple of years ago on the podcast. And I wasn't really super into kombucha or fermented teas. And their product just turned me around completely. Have you guys had some of that?
Yes. Yeah, we were at their Lunar New Year celebration a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And we got to try the tea. We got to try some of the Rock City Ramen food. It was packed.
Yeah.
And it was really awesome. So
That was a couple of weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be a good summer hang. Like, especially once they finish fixing the bridge over by High Falls, like, I think that's going to be a real nice summer hang.
Mm-hmm. Or it's a spot you could hit up before, like, a Red Wings game or
exactly.
something. Like
exactly.
I miss that. You know, we used to have,
there were a bunch of places, weren't there?
What was it? Red, White, and Brew is over there.
Yeah, that's still there. That's still there.
But there used to be more establishments over there, and there really isn't. So it's great to have a spot that you could, like, act with actually good food, you know,
right.
have a shitty hamburger, hot dog.
Yeah.
So,
what are you trying to say about the Red Wings team?
Yeah.
I
wrote an article about their food, but it was, and then I didn't eat any of it. And I gave it out to people, and then I was like, oh no, I'm hungry now. Shit. So I bought a burger after that. I was like, geez, that was terrible. Anyways, that's an awesome recommendation, Chris. Happy Gut. Go check them out, Happy Gut.
Yes, definitely. Please do.
I don't know, man. It was tough narrowing down because I've been going to a bunch of places. I've been talking about Wildflower a lot, but I love them so much. I'm obsessed with their salad. But I want to shout out Goodman Bakes. Are you guys familiar with Goodman Bakes?
Yes. Yeah. Great scones.
Oh, my God.
Great everything.
Great scones.
Yes, yes. No, definitely. So Goodman Bakes, Lucas over there, I've talked to him a couple times. Certain places that I love, I have to, like, I don't know if everybody else, I mean, people at this table are probably like that, but I have to introduce myself and, like, you have to know me because I'm going to be here type of thing, you know? And he's an awesome guy, Lucas, over there. And he's making crazy stuff, man. It's like, you know, you take a scone and he like adds different ingredients and it's coming from different backgrounds, like blending different croissants. And like, mm-hmm. I had this chocolate chip cookie croissant the other day. Oh my God, that was so good. I felt like I was breaking the law eating that. It was so good. Over the holidays, I had a fruitcake over there, and a lot of people are very anti-fruitcake. This was one of the best I've ever had. So shout out to Goodman Bakes. They're right next to the Little Theater. And the funny thing, I went during the holidays, I was getting a gift from my parents, and I went up in that hallway into the Little Theater's office space, and it smelled like a bakery in there. And I was like, how do you work here with that smell all the time? Oh my goodness, I could not without being 800 pounds. But but I'd be happy, you know?
Right.
Can't beat it.
Maya or Sydney, do you have a recommendation for the people?
I think my recommendation is Ryan Williams Vineyard. Just being that we were just talking about wine, I figured I should get a wine one. They have beautiful wines. They're all delicious, but they also have a phenomenal kitchen, and it is surprising how good that food is sometimes. So Andy and I went, and we just sat out on the patio overlooking Seneca Lake. We got some sandwiches, and we drank some really delicious wine, and it was a really nice way to spend an afternoon.
Nice. Yeah. What is that called again?
William Vineyards.
Ryan William Vineyards. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just on Goodman Bakes too, they had a Cuban slab pie.
Yes,
like talking about things that are like different.
I didn't mention that, but I've eaten that at least
so
two
good.
Times.
Yeah, yes. And it's like, it's just not something that I would have found anywhere else. And so that was really good. And then they had a wasabi tuna salad sandwich that was also just like perfection.
This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's just like
I need that in my face.
Expect.
It was really good.
That sounds insane.
So good. Yeah.
So I plus one to everybody's. I was thinking because we were talking about wine, and so I was trying to think, and I want to say that with my partner, we try to go to places that are like fairly easy. So we're like bar people and go to places that are easy, hospitable, like people are just super friendly. And I have to say that recently we have kind of like gone to Living Roots and gone to like one part of the bar and waited for that one part of the bar, like every time we've gone, the last several times we've gone. Mm-hmm. And because not only is the wine great and I always have a really nice time there, I've gotten a coffee there and they're just like still just as nice to me when I order a coffee out of like a can. But their charcuterie board, I think, is actually pretty untouchable. And Maya said at a different time about like grown-up Lunchables and they elevate it, right? Like it's like very much that's what it is. And their like board is just wonderful. But the thing that makes it different, I think, than a lot of other places is they give you enough bread. They give you exactly the right amount of bread.
Yes, they do.
And they give you your own little like thing of bread, a little bowl of bread just for you. So I don't have to share with my partner. It's all my bread. I don't have to share with anybody else. And it's the perfect amount for what's on that board. And there's like a jam situation. You got like a fruit situation, a mustard, a meat,
situation.
A cheese. Like it's like little mini sandwiches just all over the place on that board. And it goes great with their wine. But the people that work there are just so friendly and so wonderful and so easy to talk to. And I always have an excellent time when I'm there. So I think that would be my recommendation.
Living Roots.
Today.
Definitely. Past friend of the show, past guest.
Yes.
Living Roots. Definitely the Hardys.
I'd also like to co-sign them. They just open up. There's actually a Black sommelier who's using their tasting room. Shamari, I believe his name is. I hit him up. Do you know him?
I met him briefly.
Yeah, I met him during a food tasting, and he's like starting to set up at Living Roots. He got like, I don't know how sommeliers go, but I guess he's got his sommelier PhD or whatever. He's like 33rd degree sommelier. I don't know what it is.
I think it's belts.
Third degree black belt wine sommelier or something. But yeah, he's a really amazing dude. So if you like rent out the tasting room, there's a good chance you'll, you know, you'll get to meet him, and he's very knowledgeable about
That's awesome. It's on Cuca Lake in Hammondsport.
This is right here in University Avenue.
They have the new spot, right?
Yes, yes.
Which is also beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they just, they opened that, right? Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
This will be the first full summer, I think, coming up. Yeah.
Fully open, beautiful space. I think Stash helped design that, and it's really fantastic.
Yeah. They have the best view of Cuca Lake. Truly, and they have the best view of any lake in all of the Finger Lakes.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
They really like, they have that giant window that just prizes the lake. It's really nice. Gorgeous.
Yeah. You that's just want to, awesome you want to get an easel. Right,
that's exciting.
Do some painting.
Yes.
Yeah. Bob Ross. Yeah. That's Bob Ross.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on our first episode of Refined Recommends.
Yay.
This has been a presentation of the Lunch Hour Podcast Network.